Dictation for Roderick, R-O-D-E-R-I-C-K, IFO, E-F-A-W, April 27, 45, address as a letter, Dr. Armstrong, A-R-M-S-T-R-O-N-G, 629-8145. Dear Dr. Armstrong, consultation for Mr. IFO with abnormal kidney function. I saw him in person in the company of wife. He has history of coronary artery disease, hypertension, recently evaluated by urology, Dr. Liu, L-I-U. Cystoscopy was done, no malignancy found. There is enlargement of the prostate with calcification stones. He does have hematuria. His urine flow is improved. On Flomax, he still has significant frequency nocturia, 3 or 4 times, some degree of incontinence, but no infection or cloudiness. There has been weight loss, at least 20 pounds over the last 1 year. Appetite remains poor. He denies dysphagia or vomiting. There is chronic constipation on treatment without any bleeding or melena. Presently no gross edema. Denies numbness, tingling, burning. He has discolor of the toes and some claudication symptoms. There has been no recent chest pain palpitations, but mobility is decreased. There is chronic dyspnea, still smoking, presently half a pack. Denies purulent material hemoptysis. Denies the use of oxygen, orthopnea, PND. Next paragraph, besides the claudication symptoms, there is no new back pain, denies a fever, occasionally nose bleeding, bruises of the skin. There has been some progressive memory issues, no recent fall or syncope. Next paragraph, the past medical history for hypertension, enlargement of the prostate, cholesterol treatment. Atrial fibrillation, anticoagulation, Takibrady syndrome, pacemaker. 2 years back, a history of urinary tract infection, secondary to kidney stones with urosepsis, requiring lithotripsy. He mentioned he has passed 100 stones since beginning age 25. He has a large hernia on the left side, but no surgery has been done. A remote history of gastrointestinal bleeding 30 years back, but no malignancy or surgeries. He denies TIS or a stroke, the event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, or diabetes. He has coronary artery disease, but no procedures done. He believes he has been told about congestive heart failure. Denies rheumatic fever, bowel abnormalities. Denies chronic liver disease. He was not aware of chronic kidney disease in the past. Next paragraph, reported side effects to penicillin with a rash. Next paragraph, surgeries including left-sided cataracts, a number of EGDs, colonoscopies, cystoscopy, and stone removal, appendix, Takibrady syndrome pacemaker, right-sided carotid endarterectomy, and right-sided hernia repair. Next paragraph, present medications include Emiodarone, Eliquis, Aspirin, Bisoprolol, Felodipine, Lasix, Nurantin, Norco, Lisinopril, Prilosec, Zofran, Miralax, Zocor, Flomax, Trazodone. Next paragraph, He denies family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph, present weight 135, blood pressure 98 over 0 on the right side, 106 over 20 on the left. Muscle wasting, chronically ill, no severe respiratory distress, decreased hearing, normal speech, recent left-sided lens implant, cataract on the right-sided, right carotid endarterectomy, bilateral carotid bruise, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, COPD abnormalities, air trapping, no localized RAL wheezes or consolidation pleural effusion, has a pacemaker on the left upper chest, no pericardial wrap, minor systolic murmur, no palpable liver or spleen, no pulsatile area of the aorta, there is a loud femoral bruits, decreased pulses popliteal, dorsal pedis, posterior tibialis, capillary refill, distal cyanosis, I don't see edema, prior stasis changes, no focal deficit, there is white discolor of all the fingernails, multiple bruises, no focal deficits. Next paragraph, chronically 2+ of blood in the urine, no protein. September, no anemia, normal white blood cells and platelets, MCV at close to 99. Last kidney numbers from August, creatinine 1.2, normal sodium potassium acid base, normal calcium albumin, liver function test not elevated, present GFR 59 stage 3. Low level of albumin in the urine, 64 milligrams per gram. Another creatinine, 1.2 May 2021, 1.3 May 2020. A urine analysis showing atypical cells cannot rule out malignancy. There is a recent CT scan, urogram, IV contrast done, bilateral kidney stones without obstruction, no hydronephrosis, there is bilateral simple cyst, no masses. Some atrophy of the left kidney, incidental diverticuli on the bladder. Enlargement of the prostate, degenerative changes of the spine. A kidney ultrasound, 10.4 on the right, 9.6 on the left. Bilateral stone, cyst, no obstruction. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, no evidence of progression. He has hematuria. So far, negative workup urologically, besides enlargement of the prostate, calcifications of the prostate, bilateral kidney stones without obstruction, simple cyst. I'm concerned, however, about his progressive weight loss. I do not believe this is related to kidney disease. He does have, however, COPD abnormalities and is still smoking. It is my understanding he has seen Dr. Sahai for some lung nodules, but there has been no diagnosis of malignancy. We couldn't find any PSA in the past. It's my understanding urology is planning to do eventually prostate resection. They are not suspicious for malignancy. He has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. Besides his long-term hypertension and smoking and the above findings on ultrasound CAT scan, he likely has nephrosclerosis. given the findings on physical exam, the prior right-sided carotid endarterectomy, the very low diastolic blood pressure, which represents rigidity of the arteries, and the physical findings on the lower extremities. At the same time, blood pressure is not elevated, so there is no indication to do any invasive procedures for renal artery stenosis. I believe hematuria is related to above findings. I do not believe there is active glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. We will monitor chemistries over time. He's not ready to discontinue smoking. He knows to avoid anti-inflammatory agents. I did not change any of the medications. We will get a report of echocardiogram from cardiology to assess for ejection fraction valve abnormalities. Keeping an eye for the progressive weight loss, malignancy high in the differential, will follow with you end of dictation.